You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Today, we're starting the show in Oakland at Allen Temple Baptist Church, where it's not the future that's female, it's the present. The Oakland Church is known for having a major voice when it comes to social justice and politics, and it recently brought a big wave of change to the pulpit. On their 100th anniversary, the congregation elected their first female senior pastor.
This is the day the Lord has made. Does anybody want to rejoice and be glad in it? It is because of the Lord's mercy.
Reverend Dr. Jacqueline Thompson was raised in East Oakland by her mother, who owned a beauty salon. Her father was a pastor, but Pastor Jackie didn't grow up in his church. The UC Berkeley alum began attending Allen Temple when she was 12. She served as the church's assistant pastor for 9 years before taking on her new senior role. More than 1,500 people packed the church for her installation service, including Congresswoman Barbara Lee, Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf, and clergy from around the country. It was a day of celebration and serious reflection on gender issues in the Black church. KALW's Janae Darden met up with Pastor Jackie at the front pew of the church.
What was little Jackie like growing up in East Oakland?
Oh, my goodness. Yes, I'm a daughter of East Oakland. I grew up on a street that used to be lined with palm trees, one of the prettiest streets in Oakland, known as Havens Court. And little Jackie was probably just as precocious and outgoing as adult Jackie.
And when you were young, what were your ideas of church?
Right around that middle school age, it started to feel useless. Because we went to service all day, traditional Sunday school, church. And so I wanted to understand, what did church mean for community? I told my mom I didn't want to go to church anymore, ever. And so, thank God, she decided to start exploring. So we visited a number of churches in Oakland, and we landed at Allen Temple. She had been a member here previously years ago. And I heard a sermon by Dr. J. Alfred Smith Sr., who had a kufi on and talked very, very slow. But he preached a text that talked about the purpose of the church and the purpose of faith and the purpose of discipleship. And it wasn't just to enter the sanctuary. It was to actually bring transformation to your surroundings. And that made sense to me.
When you were young, did you ever look and see yourself doing something like that?
Never. I wanted to be Janet Jackson, and I liked entertaining. I never saw myself in ministry in any regard.
When was God calling you to become a minister?
I was teaching in McClimas High School, actually, working with young people, when the call from God came to me.
What were you teaching?
I was teaching African-American politics, and I was teaching a business class.
Your job as a pastor is also a community leader, mm-hmm. Homeless encampments. Mm-hmm. That's definitely one of the hugest issues right now hitting Oakland. Mm-hmm. As we go into 2020, what's your vision for how to address that? I mean, even just right outside these doors, mm-hmm. there's people sleeping on the streets. Mm-hmm.
And for me, there is enough empty buildings in the city of Oakland to cover everyone who is on the street there. But we have to be creative. We're going to have to be courageous. We're going to have to be bold and look at doing some things differently and cutting through some red tape.
And what are some examples of doing things differently? Are you all looking at maybe buying some empty buildings?
Or? We're looking at leveraging our relationship with the city to get them to do it. We're looking at challenging them to challenge developers that you cannot come build or develop in the city of Oakland unless you commit a portion of your funds to making sure that there is housing for those that are unhoused. And there are other communities throughout the nation that have done it. And so we have to look and say, why have we not done that?
God is a God of change, but it's not going to happen unless there are people who believe it, who can say, yes, we can.
And I understand your father at first did not believe in women being ministers.
Absolutely not. He was of that generation that interpreted scripture literally and was a very well-known, well-respected minister in the area amongst his peers and a leader of the Baptist Ministers Union in the area. On one of his platforms was to keep it exclusively male because that is what he believed. And so when I first started in ministry, we just never discussed it.
Really?
We never discussed it. I invited him to a service. He didn't know that I was preaching. But I just say, hey, you know, what are you doing Sunday night? Come over to Allen Temple. And so, but literally from that night, from that day, he was nothing but supportive, nothing but affirming, opened his platform after that to women.
And your father, again, my condolences, passed away within a week of your installation. Was it bittersweet that day because he wasn't there physically?
Well, it absolutely was. But to know that he had been so supportive made it good.
And that ceremony, for me, blew my mind. Reverend Gina Stewart, and I grew up in the Black church, and I had never heard anybody in the Black church say, like,
the Black church has been good to us. It's been a source of empowerment, but it is also a place where the invisibility of women, particularly in positions of leadership, are most pronounced. In an article entitled Black Women's Faith, Black Women Flourishing, Dr. Ebony Marshall Turman writes that the Black church has been overwhelmingly led by Black men. That male power and sexism in the church have induced gender violence against women, often with the appeals to the name of God.
Well, Gina Stewart comes from a long line of what we call womanist theologians. And womanism is different than feminism in that, one, it is mainly ascribed to Black women, African American women. We read the text and believe in a God who is inclusive of all genders. We see and hear the feminine side of God as well as the masculine side of God. Womanism is concerned with the family, not just women, not just men, everybody. We want children, we want grandma, we want everybody. But it's also concerned with confronting the issues that are ours. But for those who were visiting, what I hope they would take away is that we are not a monolith. That all across this nation, there are churches, there are pastors, there are preachers who are preaching a liberating gospel for all who are in the community. And that they were challenged to read deeper, to study deeper, to ask critical questions, to analyze their surroundings, and if need be, to find you somewhere else different to go. Because sometimes you don't even know you're in an impressive environment until you go somewhere where you're free.
And so Reverend Gina's from Memphis,
yes.
And she talked about her challenges that she faced, sexism that she faced as she was on the rise to become senior pastor at her church. Have you faced any issues of sexism? I've seen some of your sermons where you mentioned that.
Well, there were things, there were people who would question your qualifications. If your qualifications are not in question, then it is your emotional stability to be able to handle the pressure of leadership, even though you've already been doing the job. It's things like telling people if you are elected, the church will decrease. The church will become decidedly female. You will walk in one day and it will be pink and green. And it will become a place where men are emasculated. Just all of those stereotypical things that we think happen when women are in leadership. And at the end of the day, it's about power. And people wanting to maintain their power. And women in many ways have been trained to participate in their own oppression, and they don't realize it.
So you got 91% of the vote. Now, I talked to some people, and they said we had to really push to get her here. We had to sign petitions and to get you in because they were looking at ministers from outside of Oakland.
There was a push, and the reality is we are a church that is celebrating 100 years. And for 99 of those years, the voice of authority has been male. And so people have to wrestle with identity politics.
Even though Pastor Emeritus backed you up.
Yeah.
Do you want other people to know that there's other things to you aside from being the first female senior pastor?
I don't feel boxed in or pigeonholed, but if being the first kind of opens the door or creates a platform for other churches, other ministries to embrace their first as well, I'm happy about it.
That was Reverend Dr. Jacqueline Thompson speaking with KELW's East Oakland reporter, Janae Darden. You can watch her historic installation as Allen Temple's senior pastor. We've got a link up at KELW.org.
The ladies will kick it, the rhyme, it is wicked. Those that don't know how to be pros get evicted. A woman could bear you, break you, take you. Now it's time to rhyme.